Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Boys, girls, and NBs, welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Jomsh.
My name is Rimsk.
I'm not even going for it. My name's Christian.
And we are the judgies.
The judgies.
Straight lifted that from Hassan Piker. Boys, girls, and NBs. I like it. I think it sounds fun and good.
Yeah, I like it too.
Very inclusive. Appreciate that.
Oh, I was trying to be exclusive, actually.
I would say this podcast is kind of exclusive. It's kind of like
it's like got that air. Thing. Yeah. Like when the Met Gala comes and the theme is camp, that is us, I think.
I would say like more campy, like a really bad horror movie.
More like Campylobacter, aka campy, which is an intestinal illness. It causes diarrhea and vomiting.
I think the one person that got that joke thought it was really good.
They're just fucking losing it. They're absolutely losing it right now.
They're losing their bowels because they got Campylobacter.
Correct. It's the most common foodborne illness, just so you know.
Oh. Yeah. No, and also foodborne illness, not nearly as common as people think it is. Right? Don't you always say, like, when people think they have gotten food poisoning or something?
So it's more like, oh, I ate at this restaurant last night and now I'm sick and it's that restaurant's fault. And I was like, well...
They probably just got the shits.
It's probably the restaurant before.
They're probably gluten intolerant.
Well, that could be too. No, it's.
You think they're allergic to chicken like someone we know? We're not going to name names or anything.
Foodborne illness usually takes like more than 24 hours to develop symptoms. Mm.
So what do you think it is when you hypothetically eat spicy garlic boneless wings and it gives you diarrhea in like 45 minutes?
Literally IBS. Every time you eat it? Probably IBS.
Okay, that's not a foodborne illness.
No.
What if it comes from food and I'm just fucking ill?
I mean...
Maybe you're born with it.
Maybe.
Sheesh.
Guys, listen. Podcast reviews rolling in.
We got a new one.
Welcome, new listeners.
I just want everybody to recognize, like, we listen to the reviews. Like, a little bit of cleavage.
More cleavage. Erica, of course, might be the least amount of cleavage she's ever shown.
If I maneuver right, we might see a nip slip, guys, so be on the lookout.
Uh-oh.
Might just make
it happen. We're going to have to
stop. You're showing off all my chest hair.
5-star review from Wiseu. Waxiu.
Tommy Wiseau?
Tommy Wiseau himself. A binge-worthy show.
Thank you.
I found this podcast from a single TikTok. We have more than one. Check the rest of them out.
Hey.
Reddit posts can be so crazy and funny, and I love hearing people discuss them. That's the premise of the pod, buddy.
Yeah.
You did it.
You got
found
it.
The right place.
Listening to this trio is like being with a group of friends. I look forward to more content, smiley face.
That actually makes me really happy.
We are not your friends. We want to farm parasocial relationships because it's good for merch sales. But just so you know, we are not your friends. were sort of like the weird family members that like you kind of like know about, like you see on
DM
Facebook.
DM me directly.
We can no, be you don't want to open that yeah. avenue up at all. You don't DM us directly at all. Only DM the judges Instagram or Twitter.
I have
or
all
maybe
my
send
shit
an
on private,
email to judgespod@gmail.com. That's judgespod@gmail.com.
You can only send in stories, guys. We're lacking stories from.
I'm not.
Lacking guest user listener submitted stories.
Oh, yes. Guys, send us some stories.
We'll keep them anonymous.
We appreciate it.
You want advice? I'll fucking give you advice.
She's chock full of it, all right?
You might not like it. Most of it's going to be fucking talk to your person. Talk to your partner.
That sounds disgusting.
Communicate.
Garbage. But of course, what do we do on this podcast? Just like Waiju said, Tommy himself, we talk about stories on the internet. We discuss, we laugh, we judge people, and sometimes...
I do that. It's my episode, guys. You're welcome.
Can't wait to hear them.
All right. So...
No pressure, but like a lot of pressure. No, this is a really big episode for us.
Is it 52?
This is 51. No. This is 1 week before... And 1 week from now, there'll be some bare naked ladies talking about how we've been here for a year.
We have the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies
Fox.
On
our podcast. Spoiler alert.
God damn it. Now we can't because we ruined this. No, we can't now. We'll have to tell
Christian
Ryan Finkelstein that he can't come on.
You definitely made up that name, right?
Sure.
Okay.
You don't think the lead singer of a band from the 90s, his name is Ryan Finkelstein?
Maybe. Okay, so I was scrolling through Facebook.
As one does.
Don't judge.
Facebook. Okay, boomer.
Yeah. So anyway, this is from cheeseburger.com.
Okay.
Featured on Facebook.
Is that a user? Oh, okay.
You think this is an offshoot of I Can Has Cheeseburger from the mid-2000s?
Maybe. Do they spell cheese with a Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And this
you
is
took
from-
me right back.
This is from their fail blog.
Okay.
And the title is, Babysitter Leaves Bad Job, Entitled Mom Lashes Out.
Okay.
So this mom posted on Facebook that she's feeling betrayed. She goes, I am livid. A, the babysitter's name, initial A, has been babysitting
Let's
for
come
me.
Come up with a name.
Ashley.
Armistice.
No.
Armistice is a pretty hard one.
A has been babysitting me.
I thought we went with Ashley.
Ashley has been babysitting for me for 7 months now, $100 a week. The hours are easy, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., like a regular fucking job.
Okay.
And the kids are basically angels. They sleep most of the day anyway at this age. I get a text from her saying she's applying to Walmart and that she can't afford to work for me anymore. Bunch of question marks, and this was can't afford to work for me anymore in
hard quotes.
In quotes.
Hard quotes.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
No, I mean on Ashley's part. $100 is plenty.
She says, mom says, she's not paying me anything. I'm paying her. What do you mean afford? Have fun working longer hours for less pay, you ungrateful bitch.
Jesus.
And now I'm stuck without childcare. All the daycares in my area are super expensive. And every time I have posted an ad on a local buy and sell, people have left really mean comments. I'm getting desperate. I can't believe she'd put me in this spot. This is risking my livelihood. I thought she was my friend.
This is crazy that the going rate is higher than $100 a week. That's absolutely
It's
bonkers.
Wild how it's expensive to pay people what they're worth.
Pretty fitting for current climate, huh?
Did it say the age of the kids or Ashley?
17 and 23.
They sleep all day. They're 42. They just get high and zonk out.
Ashley's only 15.
So somebody else comments and says, I'm pretty sure this bitch's name is Karen.
Oh.
Sheesh.
Hard D and the hard K.
It's all the names are blocked out, but this one's not blocked out.
I'm looking at the space of the name, and it starts with a K, and that's clearly only four more
Looks
letters.
Like
I think
Karen
it might
to me.
Be Hanukkah.
What?
I think Hanukkah is spelled with a CH.
Fuck. I'm just going after holiday names here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's one letter holiday around that same time of year that starts with a K.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, you got it, boys. You got there. No help.
Says, I'm sorry, Karen, but Ashley working 40 hours a week at $100, that's $250 an hour. She will be making way more than that at Walmart. That's just the truth.
But like the kids tip, so it kind of evens out.
Karen says, with the taxes she'll have to pay, this was all under the table, easy money. Now she'll have to get a real grown-up job, and I bet she'll learn to regret it. She should feel ashamed, leaving me high and dry. So somebody tags Ashley.
Uh-oh.
Says, Ashley, girl, is this true? Karen says, I blocked her. She won't be able to see this. I don't need her in my life anymore.
It sounds like you do, bitch.
Yeah,
Ashley comes in strong with, ha, no, you dumb bitch. You did not block me, and I can see everything you wrote.
Very strong words for a 15-year-old.
She says, I will make way more money working less hours at Walmart without your whiny kids that scream half the day. Plus, the job has benefits. Taxes won't drive down my earnings to $2.50 an hour. Your math is wrong. I tried to work for you as long as I could, but when I saw your new Lexus... And I asked for a raise and you said you couldn't afford it?
Well, she just got a new car payment.
Mm-hmm.
I saw right through you. You're using me for cheap labor because I am, was...
15.
A friend. I refuse to not be valued. My labor has worth and I deserve to not struggle financially. I worked a good long 9 months for you.
Jesus.
Yes, 9, not 7, because 2 of those months were unpaid.
Yikes.
But I refuse to continue this cycle. You are rude and entitled. Your kids deserve better.
It's kind of a bummer that Ashley's such a pessimist. Because like she's like, oh, your kids yell half the day. But I mean, the other half, they're sleeping. So like,
yeah,
Karen
it's like
was right.
Half glass full, half glass empty. Yeah.
It's like maybe she just had a better outlook on her work environment. Like she would realize like she should be really grateful that the kids just sleep for the other half.
So she paid... $2,800 for 9 months of 40-hour work weeks. That's fucking insane.
That's just smart business.
The last time the minimum wage was below $2.50 was 1976 in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Not that it's much higher here, but now.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's higher than she's going to make more than that at Walmart.
Correct.
And honestly, might be better dealing. I mean, she's going to deal with Karen's at Walmart anyway,
correct,
so may as well get paid for it.
So Karen comes back and says, listen here, bitch.
You raggedy ass bitch.
The Lexus is a rental. Flex.
That's even more expensive. Renting a car is so expensive.
Well, that means we know she's at least 26, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I could afford to pay you a little more, but for what? Watching over two sleeping babies and twiddling your thumbs?
Called it.
Forget it.
They sleep half the day.
Have fun working as a cashier on your feet all day, getting yelled at by the manager for your shit attitude and regretting the cushy job you had here.
Cushy.
Where you could just watch TV all day and do your online courses using my Wi-Fi. Should I send you the bill for that?
It's so expensive to share.
What about the
Wi-Fi
water usage when you stay over? Should I send you the invoice?
Here's the 30 cents water usage for the month.
I made you dinner for multiple occasions when you had to stay late. Should I send you that bill?
When I forced you to work overtime, I compensated you with meals.
I have been welcoming and you've been greedy. So much for community and friends when all they want is cash. Fuck off my page.
The
she said, good luck getting somebody to work for pennies, bitch. And that's the end of that.
It is fucked that she didn't get overtime for staying late, but like the meals did slap. It was like casserole all the time. They just fucking hit so hard.
Can you believe that shit?
She's paying a chef, a personal chef, $280 an hour or a shift to fucking. Why am I getting the vibes that Karen is a stay at home mom and just doesn't?
Dude,
she needs a babysitter so she can go.
By stay at home mom, I mean like a non working, like she just goes out and shops all day and is paying somebody $100 a week to.
I'm really hoping this podcast takes off so I can actually be in that position. So I'm not going to talk any more shit about Karen.
I would love to pay somebody $100 a week to watch after two infants.
They only yell half the time. It's an easy job.
And
honestly,
Christian's half deaf, so like,
So it's like a quarter of the time for me. It's not even that big of a deal. What's that? It's funny every time, guys.
No, it's not.
Huh?
Sometimes Christian, that joke falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, actually.
Two can play at that game.
It's funny every time.
It is funny every time. It's funny when you do it, too, actually.
Was that the end?
Yeah, that's it.
Insane.
Isn't that insane?
Why was that on cheeseburger?
I don't know. That's
so.
Why is it on cheeseburger? I get the fail blog, I guess.
But... It's a screenshot of a Facebook post with the comments posted to a website. That then also posted it on Facebook.
The link got posted on Facebook? Yeah. Oh, I thought they double, like, screenshotception.
Well, I mean, when you click on, I mean, it's all clickbait to begin with. Yeah. So I read, like, the first little snippet of it through their screenshot, and I was just like, oh, this is some juicy Facebook drama.
It's a juicy Icon Has Cheeseburger.
I was going to say, it was actually posted on Icon Has Cheeseburger because now that she has a new job, she can actually afford to has cheeseburger. Correct, yeah. So it's kind of full circle. Kind of like the bun on a cheeseburger, Josh. Think about it. It's a smart joke. No, I'm not going to let you start. Think about it. Thank you.
The mom was like, I'll glad you pay you never if I can have a cheeseburger today. Anybody get that reference?
It's a Popeye joke, guys. Ask your parents about it.
They don't sell cheeseburgers. Erica, get into the next one.
The next one.
Well, hold on. I want to take a quick aside here and say, like, I get where Karen's coming from.
Okay.
As a boss babe myself, I've currently joined a multi-level marketing company. Not a scheme. I wouldn't call it that. It's a company. We're actually more of a family, if you ask me.
Okay. What's the name of it? What do you sell?
I legally can't tell you the name of it inside of the United States. We sell some supplements that are very good for brain focus and... We have some to help with appetite control if you're trying to go on a diet. Again, I can't say it.
Supplemind, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say it in... You said it, not me. I can't say it in the United States.
Okay.
But some countries, it is legal. And
like Botswana?
Malta, Botswana.
Montenegro.
Yeah, let's see where else we're thinking. Like Singapore, it's
New Zealand. New Zealand, yeah. Madagascar.
And actually, this is a weird thing. It is legal in some parts of Alaska.
Yeah. Well, and you do most of your sales in Madagascar because that's where you like to move it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. I forgot my gold chain at home, but this is what the whole look was. I'm actually a queen pin in this group now. I'm not quite all the way up at the top, but...
Well, some would say the queen has more power.
Yeah, and that's actually what they tell us. I don't think that's for any reason other than boosting morale in the group.
Yeah.
But if there is any mompreneurs out there that want to make a couple...
Don't casually throw out the phrase mompreneurs when you are not a mom or an entrepreneur. You're a weak man.
Hey, he's coming up with these sheesh hats.
This is something I can sell in the United States and globally. Go get the sheesh hat now on Etsy.com/store/judgiespodcast.
Of course, the world's biggest streamer did say, pretty good design.
Might steal it. He actually said the line, might steal it.
We'll quote you. We're keeping the receipts.
Yeah. Cool, you're going to be seeing screenshots of it, I don't know, for the next 8 months or so. I could only get three good screenshots of when there wasn't a lot of motion blur, but he said it's a pretty good design, so like, kind of boosted my ego. Kind of like selling these supplements is boosting my income.
Oh my God. All right, we're moving on. Oh, and for those of you at home or maybe in the car that aren't watching our YouTube, Christian is wearing a very colorful, patterned,
geometric
button-down shirt.
Circles,
chest hairs
squares.
Showing.
Someone call it postmodern.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Lots of orange and yellow.
Yeah,
he's got some
some would call
sketchy,
it a,
sketchy sunglasses.
Somebody
kind of looks like a drug dealer.
Call it like a Christopher Lloyd
Webb
shirt.
I would call
it
a supplement supplier, but it's okay. What would you say?
Christopher Lloyd Webb shirt, as some would call it.
Yeah, it pisses me off, actually. I don't want to hear that joke anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, boys.
We're not going to talk about my chest hair.
Where?
What chest hair?
I definitely have more body hair than Christian does. Don't even hit me with that bullshit.
All right, boys.
Your mic's blocking the cleavage, though. I made sure to take notes and make sure my cleavage is exposed. So I kind of listened to the reviews.
I couldn't get the angle wide enough because my shoulders are so broad.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the asshole for definitely proposing to my girlfriend?
Can we get that clean?
Oh, are you done talking over me now?
He talked over you.
I'll never be done talking over you.
You signed up for the rest of your life, baby.
I was honestly just going to read it quietly and see how far I could get.
You could have gotten very far. You could have started 3 minutes ago, and I would have still been going on this tirade.
When you're a mompreneur, like Kristen.
All right, listen.
I'm actually not qualified to say mompreneur. I'm more of a boss babe, but go on. Have at it, queen. I'm so sorry. It's so fun to annoy you.
Am I the asshole for proposing to my girlfriend? My 26 male sister Emily, 31 female, got married last week. Her now husband Jacob, 28 male.
Oh god.
Is a good friend of mine, and I introduced them. After Emily and Jacob announced their engagement, my family were constantly asking when I was going to propose to my girlfriend, Genevieve, 23. I decided I wanted to do it in front of my whole family, and the first place I thought of was Emily and Jacob's wedding.
Bad call right there, bud. Should have read the room.
Mm-hmm. I asked Jacob if I could propose at the wedding, and he said yes.
I guess. I don't give a fuck.
That's her friend. She's sisters with Emily?
He, 26 male.
Oh, sorry.
His friend sister is
Jacob,
Emily.
So Jacob is the groom.
He's friends with Jacob, okay. Yes. All right. He said yes, and I thought after that it would be fine. I proposed to her at the reception, and she said no.
Oh.
And then she confessed to me that her and Jacob have been sleeping together.
Ooh.
Hot damn.
Let's hope that's an open bar.
Hot damn, guys.
It's an open relationship, I hope.
You're going to have to really sink those sorrows down.
Holy shit.
Yikes. Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, Emily went crazy, naturally.
Yeah.
She blames me for everything, wow. Saying that I ruined her whole wedding and forced her to marry a man who doesn't love her.
Well,
they didn't go on their honeymoon, but eventually Emily calmed down and she decided to stay with Jake.
Oh my
god. What the fuck, Emily?
Emily, what are you doing?
Ugh.
Jake's got that good dick, dog. He's also like really caring and like.
Why? Because dick too bomb.
Dick too bomb. Name me one Jake that dick ain't bomb, you know?
I bet you Jalen Hall's not packing. I bet you that's why he's trying to make up for every other part of his life.
That's oh my God. Yeah, you were right. You countered me. I don't think a single Jake has.
Actually, now that I think about it.
Are you ready for more?
There's more.
There's more.
Stop. But don't.
Genevieve and I are broken up for good, though. A week after the wedding, Genevieve told me she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if it's mine or Jake's.
Okay.
Emily flipped out again and told me that I needed to tell Genevieve to get an abortion. She said that you don't want to have a kid with such a disgusting slut. And if the baby is Jake's, it will destroy her life more than I already have. Genevieve has decided that she wants to keep the baby and won't get an abortion. Am I the asshole for everything that happened?
No.
How is he the asshole for any of this?
First of all, before you say anything, everyone in this story is a piece of shit.
Proposing at a reception is
that's garbage.
Sus. But he did ask one half.
He should have asked the wife more than the husband.
100% yeah. Correct. And the answer is always no.
And well,
do not ever propose at somebody else's wedding. No.
What if?
Not hanging on.
What if?
No.
It was to an aside, not making any of it, and it was towards the end of the reception.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
Why? There's cocktails. There's free food.
No.
I would just feel like that's the least romantic time. I'm going to be sweating from dancing. I'm going to be shitting myself from the garbage food that the wedding probably got.
It's true.
Do you think we had garbage food at our wedding?
Yeah, Josh. No pressure, but was it good or bad?
I didn't eat any of it.
We had vegan
specifically
options,
got vegetarian options for you.
Well, sorry to tell you guys.
We paid thousands of dollars for that caterer. We had to spend extra hundreds of dollars just to add vegetarian options to the menu.
Did you?
All for you. Yes.
Did you, though?
Yes.
What was the vegetarian option?
The mostaccioli.
That's right.
And we also had a salad option.
Or as Christian would call it, the momstaccioli.
Yes.
Boo.
No, you guys' food was delicious. And yes, the dessert table was amazing.
Yes, it was. My aunt owns that bakery.
Let me riddle you with this. What if it's like a quirky family tradition where it's like, oh, every wedding, someone has to get engaged at it. Like, Mima and Peepaw started this tradition.
No.
Over at Great Great.
No, that's Pete's a hard no.
Marriage to Mary Sue.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you'd be ruining a family tradition, but it's okay.
I'm pretty upset that Genevieve turned out to be a bad person, like, relatively.
That's a good person name, right?
Well, my grandma's name is Genevieve. And when I was being birthed, they thought I was going to be a girl. My name was going to be Genevieve. But then I was a boy, so I'm Josh now.
What do you think you would have gotten as like your nickname? I feel like
Jenny.
Okay.
That's what my grandma is, Grandma Jenny, but her name is Genevieve.
And this is the grandma we like?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We like all my grandmas. It was just like...
The one we like the
most.
It'd
be like, oh, this is the Christian that I know. Yeah. This is the Erica that I podcast with. It's like, I podcast with every Erica, but like, this is also one that I podcast with.
How many other fucking podcasts you got?
I got a lot.
Half a dozen.
A lot of Stokes. Yeah.
There's only room for three in this thruple. That's why it's called a thruple. The three.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps his end open, though, a little bit. Like,
wait, we also have to include Aurora. A
girlfriend of the pod.
Quadruple?
Yeah. Crush of the pod.
Listen, let's get back to the story. Jake and Emily, bad names, bad people.
Yeah, you're already starting off at a disadvantage with those kind of names.
First of all, what is one up of with... your best friend's name is Jake.
Bad person. He knows it.
No, he's not. Jake, we love you.
Well, every Jake I know, bad dick, bad guy.
No.
Yeah, no, that tracks.
Listen, Emily, honey, stop women on women hate.
Correct.
Get dump Jake. Annul the marriage. You have the rights to, if for any reason.
I think you can only annul it if you haven't fucked.
No, what? I think if there's...
How is that can't be a legal rule? That can't be...
That's a... I think
have
that's
you
a...
fucked? Sorry, dude.
Like, you consummated, no, yeah. And now you're constipated because you're stuck in this shit.
Oh, don't even, you, I liked that
you
one.
You wanted to,
lie.
But you couldn't.
I liked that one. That was a good one.
Christian makes a very valid point, though. The OP didn't say his name. I assume it's like fucking Dale or some shit. But you got to have an open bar at that bitch. Imagine having to pay for new Glarus while you're trying to
yeah,
get I mean... over Jenny, Emily, Jake love triangle bullshit. And you're on the outside looking in. And then you find out potentially a father of someone you aren't with.
That'd be a rough time.
It's a wild ride of a story. Also, that story got deleted really quickly after it was posted.
Oh,
I found it.
You SS'd it, or
I screenshot it. And
the Wayback Machine. You screenshot it.
I set it to Wumbo. I'm glad you guys laughed at that joke. It's probably gonna be my best joke the whole night.
That was on Am I the A- That should have been a Today I Fucked Up. Like, in the sense of like that, you normally don't get stories that fucking insane.
Yeah.
Because yeah. A lot of the times, it's obviously, on Am I the Asshole, it's like either one person's very clear the asshole, and it's either the poster or the not poster. Mm-hmm. There's very rarely like vague ones. That's an insane story where it really is everybody this, sucks here, but on different degrees.
I was gonna say it's really hard because like each one is definitely at a different level of just being a piece of shit.
Yeah, because Dale is like, don't fucking propose at a wedding, regardless of even if they say
he's
yes.
He's the least bad person, but like still, come on.
That'd be like, it'd be like going to like a place and like inviting. It'd be like, oh, you guys are going fishing. Can I come with? And then you guys feel like obligated to be like,
yeah,
I guess. And then you're an asshole now. Like, you don't ask because this dude's your bro. He's gonna say yes.
Yeah.
Also, Jake, what are you doing? You know you're fucking Jenny. You know it's not going to go well. Mm-hmm. Maybe drop a hot text to Jenny and be like, hey, fucking Dale's trying to propose this weekend. You down or?
That's, well, I think
and
I was
like, oh, let's meet up and discuss it.
I think I'm caught up on like, I think if I was going to cheat on somebody, I wouldn't let them just finish inside of me. Or if I was the one cheating, I would wear a condom, I would think. It seems extra risky, right?
That's the funniest
glad
shit.
Glad you can be responsible about it.
That's
the
first
funniest
thing
shit
head.
About people who are like cheaters or like whatever is like sometimes they just don't do shit where it's like if you're going to do it, you got to be sneakier than that. Like what was that one guy in Texas where he had like fucking 12 wives or whatever? Mm-hmm. It's like, come on. If you're going to do it well. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, he was doing it well until
I guess.
He got caught.
He should have bought all those cappuccino machines.
Correct.
He should have had them engraved with Chris's true love. What was his name?
It was
Evan.
No, it was the dad from Full House.
Okay.
What was his name?
Jason
Bob Saget.
Coulier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
is Bob Coulier.
Jason Collier.
Jason Collier. Yep.
I mean, I guess if you're already cheating, it's like fuck it. I guess. I mean,
may as well drop hot loads.
Yeah, you might as well just fucking
go all
really
in.
Just fuck everything up while you're at it.
So hey, remember the other day when you judged me for sorting by new on Reddit?
We didn't judge you.
It's a judging podcast.
I believe
what we do here.
I believe your exact words were, it sucks.
It does. But then every once in a while you find fucking gold
before
mine
they get deleted.
It is.
I don't know how many times I found stories where I'm like, this is gonna be fucking gold, and then I don't screenshot it and it gets deleted. It's like I'm bad at my job or something.
Yeah. Well, see, it's so
one of us
weird.
Takes this podcast seriously.
It's so weird how we all do it a little different, because I look once a month and just save 40 stories, and then it's my turn to read. I'm just like, these are all bad. Why did I save these? And then I have to panic find three good ones.
Am I the asshole for submitting my taxes 4 weeks before they were due?
All right.
Let's hit a break.
Let's take a quick.
Let's hit a chopper.
Hot, steamy break.
With ads? Question
with
mark?
Ad this week?
Oh my God.
I hate to be the bearer of this fabulous news. Just kidding. I love it.
The bearer of ad news. Yes. See you after the messages. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode of The Judgies is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Christian, before we got Manscaped, can you describe to me the state of your balls?
Ooh, I don't know if this should be on the air, but...
It's that bad?
It was bad. It was horrendous. Erica, she couldn't be here because she might have vomited, recalling how terrible it was.
Yeah, you could even say horrendous.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it was bad.
Mm. And when you were trimming, can we assume it was just like the NBA Finals since 1999, meaning there were no Knicks involved?
I'm not sure about that, but what I am sure is it ain't Christmas, because I didn't get a visit from old Pink Nick. Do you know what I mean?
I got you, my man. Because Manscaped just launched their brand new 4th generation lawnmower 4.0, which over 2 million men worldwide trust to deliver a nick-free experience. And with our exclusive offer, you listener, can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with offer code JUDGIES at manscaped.com.
The lawnmower 4.0 has a travel lock feature to make sure that it never goes off while in your bag, an LED spotlight to keep your eyes on the guys. And oh yeah, did I mention wireless charging?
No, you didn't.
Well, it has that.
Sheesh.
Well, if you want to take advantage of this offer and help us out, go to manscaped.com and enter the code JUDGIES.
That's JUDGIES.
To get 20% off and free worldwide shipping, Pitbull style.
It's a perfect gift for any ball havers in your life. Brothers, fathers, lovers, and any others.
Unlock your confidence and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped. And we're back.
No, I'm back.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we're famous now.
Are you fucking kidding me? I said on the break I was going to say this thing, and this motherfucker steals my line.
I don't.
Fucking not all men. Bullshit. More like no tall men, am I right?
Can we pause? I am not an all man truther.
He's also not tall.
Yeah, that's why I said no tall men.
Well, you're saying me.
No, I was pointing at Joshua.
He's not tall. No tall men. Tall man.
Look. Five.
What are you talking about?
5'9" in work boots is not short. Guys, let's get into a circle dirge. Now, I've got a special circle dirge. Of course, circle dirge, we normally like to try to circle dirge around our own circle. Point the cameras at ourselves. God.
Maybe just ripping my hair out right now.
Maybe laugh at one of the hosts for being a little bit shorter than normal.
I would say you're average. I'm just saying, like, when you come to a giant like me, you're not even, like, in comparison of being tall.
No, you guys are freaks. We've talked about this before. You guys come from a line of tall people.
Yeah.
I'm one of the tallest in my family, so, like, I'm doing good for what I was given.
That's, do you bully your family? Like, hey, short stuff, how's the weather down
there? No, Christian, and this is going to be a weird foreign concept to you. I'm nice to people.
You're not nice to me.
That are shorter than me.
Okay.
Because people who are taller than me are not people to me.
Oh my God.
They're above. They're gods, deities.
You're correct.
So, judging around the circle, we all know girlfriend of the pod, Aurora.
Love her.
Sometimes she does shit that's just cringy. And in the sense of,
sure,
she likes me as a person.
Yeah, it's understandable, actually really bad taste.
So there's a video game called Stardew Valley that she plays. A lot of people play it. It's a nice little farming simulator type deal. RPG stuff.
Sounds like it's for nerds.
When we first started dating, she remarked that I look like a character in the game, which we will put on screen, named Harvey. And so she reset her save file, and when we started dating and started wooing Harvey so she could date him in the game. So she then posted this picture of Aurora and I from last fall.
Love that picture. It's so cute.
We went apple picking.
Cute picture.
And said on r/Stardew Valley and said married Harvey in game, dating Harvey in real life. Cringy as fuck.
There's definitely a group that just fucking lost it to that.
So 2.8k upvotes on Reddit.
Loved it. I knew.
I'm going to read some of the comments because it's pretty fucking funny. So, of course, you get the nice casual, well, this is adorable, right?
Yeah, because it is.
Then someone comments, I love your curls. Probably remarking Aurora because I do not have curls in this picture.
Because Aurora's got the best hair.
Then we get into the nitty gritty. So there's some people in here that, like, you know, kind of dicks. I think I got roasted harder on here than my r/roast. Somebody commented, my condolences. Now, come on.
Well, he meant it more like, because Harvey sucks in the game.
Well, Aurora responded with, damn, sorry you feel that way, bud. Someone comments, I married real life Harvey too, but I did make him shave off the mustache. He now has nifty chops. That's like 90% of Harvey's identity.
Is the mustache?
And I don't think, think of like Ned Flanders.
Okay.
I don't think chops can ever be referred to as nifty.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's a hard look to pull off.
Mutton or otherwise, say. Yeah. They look fucking bad.
I mean, they'd probably look really good on me. I can grow a pretty thick chop, so maybe I'll do it.
It's too bad you don't have the acting chops to maybe be a little more creative improv-wise. Here's someone comments, as a Harvey myself, good on you. Cool flex, bud. We can't all be Harveys.
He's just like, damn, you're lucky your girlfriend didn't live by me. Otherwise, I would have been fucking hitting that. I would have been her Harvey.
Am I Harvey?
Am I Harvey? The opposite of the Spartacus scene. Am I Spartacus? Someone comments, am I the only one who thinks he looks like Mr. Beast?
Now, who is that?
I don't know if you guys know who Mr. Beast is. One of the biggest YouTubers right now. Kind of ugly. I'm kind of offended by it.
Yeah, he's not the best looking of guys.
The thing is, like, the only things that Mr. Beast and I have in common is that we're both white and have mustaches.
Like, yeah, not a single thing.
I don't get it, but
the same hair color.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the facial hair is very similar.
Aurora didn't know who it is.
Very different facial structures.
Somebody had to link her to Wikipedia.
Josh wears glasses like a fucking loser. Mr. Beast has millions of dollars.
Arguably billions. Someone comments, get this man some coffee. Now,
what does that mean?
I don't know. In the picture, I got some bags under my eyes. Does he mean that I look like shit because I'm tired?
I just got a new eye cream. Do you want it?
Your bags do look like shit. Do you want to try this eye cream?
Now, someone later brings up coffee again. Someone says Harvey finally gets the recognition he deserves and then puts the coffee cup emoji. I'm thinking maybe Harvey in the game just likes coffee.
It's a coffee thing.
But also still kind of rude to say finally gets the recognition he deserves. Like, what? We aren't all talking about Harvey from Stardew Valley?
He's an underrated character from Stardew Valley. He's the sleeper sexy character.
Now here comes someone calling me out. Hey, I have that flannel too. Let's go. The highest of fashion lines. George, the best Walmart has to offer. You gotta fucking dox me like that, man? I picked up a flannel from Walmart. Fucking sue me.
That's,
all right?
that's pretty fucked.
Walmart has some cute shit, all right?
I wouldn't know. I only buy shady Chinese shirts that are a little tight in the sleeves, if I'm saying so myself.
It's because you're so buff.
That's not even the reason. It's literally just...
It's because you're so
it's
buff.
It's just very tight. This is a 3XL. And it's still tight.
Well, you just went to the tall section. You gotta go to the big and tall section.
It's because he's really buff.
It's not because I'm buff. It's literally because...
We've been pumping iron for like a year and a half, and I like only gained like 35 pounds of muscle.
That was
like
a really good Christian impression.
I'm not buff.
I would pay thousands and thousands of dollars if my voice was that deep.
Can't believe you just roasted me like that.
You're trying to roast me. Continue, Harvey.
I'm literally building you up.
Nice little comment here. Oh, good for her. Doctors make good money because Harvey is a doctor in the game.
Oh,
putting me up to unrealistic standards.
I thought he was just assuming.
You
like,
are
this
a scientist,
dude looks,
though.
This dude looks like a fucking dweeb. He's probably a doctor.
Your original plan was to go to medical school. We already discussed I guess we didn't say that it was medical school, but like, we already discussed that Angel ruined that dream for you. It's her fault you're not a doctor.
That is true.
It's wild that you set the bar so low that you decided not to be a doctor and instead be a podcaster.
I really swung and missed on that one.
Yeah,
huh?
You really, you know.
I'm not much of a Harvey. I'm sort of more of a Hardly.
Oh, boy.
Hardly any effort in his future, Erica. That's...
Meow Meow Man says, there's a lot of Harveys I've seen in Reddit IRL posts, but he is the one who most closely resembles him.
Wow.
Congrats. And then someone says, I think there's one I saw last week that physically resembles him more closely, but here I'm really getting the Harvey vibes.
That's fucked. They were negging you. You know exactly what they're saying. We're all reading between the lines. That's fucked. He can see the childbearing hips through the picture. He doesn't even need to see waist down.
This is the last one here. Either he's not a doctor or he's somehow defying the laws of physics by holding that bag of apples. And we don't know what this means because I'm just holding a bag of apples in the picture.
An apple a day will keep the doctor away.
Somebody did comment that too. But.
That's.
Oh.
You can't hold. If you're a doctor, you can't hold apples.
It's all coming together.
That fucking sucks.
Josh is like, I like this comment and now I fucking hate it.
Well, no. I was like, why does this have 46 upvotes? I don't get it.
Well, you can't be a doctor if you're fucking dumb either.
I was going to say, it's a good thing you're not a doctor because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, I don't know about apples. I was halfway through pre-med, so I forgot everything I know about apples because I can't be near them.
I was putting in all the medical information, pulling out all the apple information.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Aurora, you're a cringy-ass motherfucker.
I thought that was adorable.
But we love you.
We love you. Have you said the L word yet?
Oh.
Did you just say
drop
it for the first time on the pod?
Of course not.
That's so wild. I can't. This is a pod exclusive. First time saying the L word.
TMZ, get this scoop.
You've gone past the stage of liking her.
Did I ever tell you the story of the first time that we said?
Yeah, we can just cut it right here.
Christian got down on one knee and said, I don't want this to be for play anymore. I want this to be for real, real. I love you.
Pretty close. Pretty close. He was dropping me off at home. And he was saying something stupid. I was like, you're such an idiot. He goes, yeah, you're in love with an idiot. And I was like, you're right. I do love you. And he was like, okay, goodbye.
She Uno reverse carded me.
What a great second date.
The second year of dating, actually. That's the wild part.
That's how long it took?
No, yeah, I like to take my time.
Seven
months?
Yeah.
Hmm. Christian's a slow burner. He really grows on you over time.
He does. Yeah.
That's true.
I love that story.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing for me, though, so maybe if we could cut that out. Just cut that out of the podcast, Josh. I know you're not editing this episode, but I'm going to act like, hey, Josh, can you cut this out?
Mm-hmm.
But you did the thing, and now you can't cut it because we talked about cutting it. Anyway, we're moving on to the next story.
That only applies to you. That doesn't apply to
fuck,
me.
I knew it. I have a new subreddit alert.
It's such a weak horn. Josh, we don't air horn. I lost confidence. That's copywritten, dude. This whole fucking episode's scrapped now. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, now it's not because we referenced it.
Is it my turn?
I guess. I mean, Josh kind of ruined the vibe for me. I was kind of in this fucking vibey zone having a good time, and Josh had to fucking ruin it for me.
So it's not my turn then? Because you're not
done. No, I guess you can go.
All right, new subreddit.
Whoop.
r/does anybody else.
Okay.
Does anybody else find it extremely annoying when television stations play back reruns at a slightly faster speed so they can cram in more commercials during a 30-minute time slot?
There's no way. That's not real.
There's no way.
Okay, so like I was thinking that too. I was like, that's not real. And then I'm like, those dirty motherfuckers. They probably are doing that.
Do they put fucking examples of this? Maybe. I can't believe this is real.
There's only maybe two comments. Maybe it is
real. Like, you only do like 1.1.
Yeah.
So it's like hardly perceptible. It's like, that's over the course of a movie, that's like 5 minutes of ad time.
The two people that commented agreed.
What the fuck?
Do you think? There's no way.
I would believe it, though.
I believe it,
just
too.
Just like
that's one of those 1% things.
Faster.
Down with the machine.
You get one extra commercial in.
This is why we all need to cut the cable.
Yeah.
This is an ad now, for that.
This is funny because I watch some YouTube videos on 2x speed, therefore giving me more ads, but I'm upset about this.
I'm not going to lie. What was the first line of this again, real quick?
Does anybody else find it extremely annoying when television stations play back reruns?
Does anyone else find it extremely annoying? I thought you were just going to fucking roast me for a second because you're just getting done at being mad at me, and I was just. I was like, damn, she's really just going to fucking blast me here. Does anyone find it annoying when their husband won't fucking shut up and let them read the story?
I mean,
when a man's
said it.
When a man's looking that good, you got to let him talk.
I know. He's so hot, right?
I got things to say, guys.
You sure do.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but.
I think your shirt says enough.
Oh,
it's very loud.
I do think it's really.
I really like the shirt.
It hurts.
Josh, I will also talk over you. Over you. Sorry.
Fine, man. Just get going.
No, let me mumble a little bit more. I'm trying to work on my like articulation, my enunciation.
More like hum?
Mumbling Sons.
Mumbling Sons?
Yeah.
I actually really liked that folk band until one of them kind of supported Donald Trump, and I was like, oh, maybe I don't like them that much anymore.
Really?
Gross.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Lion Man was like, yeah. A lion man like Donald Trump. Am I right, guys? The topical. He was our president at one point. Not anymore, but at one point.
Is directly focused at Christian.
This is still does anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Does anybody else want to get famous just so they can get canceled and make a fake apology video?
Okay, I don't want to make the apology video. That would be so much pressure.
You do want to get canceled.
Here's my plan.
That could be cool.
Get famous.
Okay, I'm on board.
We're already almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Do something horrible.
I would kind of rather just like not do something horrible. Like, oh, he didn't tip a waiter, so we're canceling him. I'd be fine with that. No, I don't want to not tip a waiter. He didn't stop at a stop sign. I'd be like, well, I thought no cop, no stop. I'd be fine with getting canceled for that.
Mm-hmm. So you did something horrible. You got canceled for it. And now you're going to make a 10-minute YouTube video so you can get ad revenue. The thumbnail, me crying, and caption, I'm so sorry, and then say, psych, I don't care, and then sit there in silence for the remainder.
Now, what?
Just had to get a good still for the thumbnail.
Now, what this person's motivations are cash, money, coin, check, mm-hmm, debit, credit. Mm-hmm. What they're failing to realize is they already get that from being famous. A la step one. They don't need to do the whole cancellation thing. It's like they're trying to get a free pass to do something horrible. Just do the horrible thing. It's better when you're not big and famous.
Josh, you're thinking as a small timer here.
I don't have the big brain.
Yeah. Look at the revenue Louis C.K. brought in after he got canceled for like a year and a half. And he's like, oh, I'm doing comedy again. And then it's just like skyrockets. Just
all the divorced dads just going back to the show.
They're like, what? I jerk off to the waitress sometimes. Something along the line. I don't really remember.
This post has zero upvotes.
Oh, so wow. Nobody else.
And one comment. And this person says,
it's really sad.
I don't. But I like that it's something a bit different.
That's like my mom, I think. That's such a like nice Midwestern, like, oh, okay.
I like it. The idea. You can't be a saint all the time.
It's not for me, but.
not my style.
Not for me, but if you want to do
you
it.
You do you.
Gold star for thinking outside of the box, bud.
Oh, God. Yeah. I love that. I love the premise of a subreddit being, does anybody else? And just someone, no. And it got downvoted.
Actually, no. None of us.
Because, of course, when you post, it starts at 1, which means they went back down to 0 at some point. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yep.
So what do you guys think? I mean, this podcast is really going to blow up.
Know nobody.
Edit in the grills. Thank you, Josh.
You don't need to do stage directions.
What do you think we're going to get canceled for?
What's the best thing you could do for if you wanted to get canceled?
Blowing the stop sign.
Donating too much money to a charity. Could you get canceled for that?
I donated. Yeah, like what if you donated so much money that you corrupted the head of the charity? And he's like, what if I just keep this money? And it's like, oh, now it's a bad charity. It was a really good organization. Now it's kind of fell through.
The judges ended hunger too well. Now everybody's overweight.
They created a whole new problem.
We're increasing heart disease.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what would you want to be canceled for?
I don't want to be canceled at all. What do you mean?
This is part of the mom T level mom market mom kidding.
You want to be a mom entrepreneur?
No.
Okay, you want to be a boss babe?
I already am.
Hey, honey, you want to make a couple hundred extra dollars working from home? Do I got a business proposition for you?
I mean, I like that this proposition's coming from my husband. Is he going to pay me to stay home?
Well,
$100 a week, baby.
That's fine.
I'm not. But if you get people to work under you, the revenue they bring in will pay you tenfold.
But, like, can we just go back to the part where you pay me to stay home and then you give me an allowance every week and it just goes right to Marshall's?
You're just going straight to Tradwifery?
Me and Josh actually brought this up during our workout, but I'm really waiting for this podcast to blow up enough to where I can quit my job. And you guys, it won't be enough for all of us to quit our jobs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys both really enjoy your job. I hear you say it all the time, like, oh, my God, I would never quit my job.
And then Erica would take up the podcast that way you like editing that way you could like get a little bit more time off.
Yeah, I kind of would need some me time. Like when I'm stuck at home with all my thoughts, I need a little time to get away from my own thoughts. But I was thinking, like, because I enjoy my job, but it's like I will fall on the sword if we need someone to quit.
So much more money than me, so like,
well, we would be making enough money from the podcast that it wouldn't matter anymore. And we, well, do, I mean, you would still have to work.
We will split podcast revenue 9-5-5.
Yeah,
because we'll be working 9-5-5. Yeah,
working 9-5. Fun fact.
Uh oh.
Dolly Parton, mm-hmm. obviously singer songwriter of Working 9-5.
Mm-hmm. Dolly Land.
Yeah, she, in that, the beginning of that song, mm-hmm. it makes like,
yeah,
she's making like a noise. She does it with her nails.
Really?
Our ASMR fans are really going to love that section.
Erica, you're nailing it right now.
Hear that noise?
Originally not her song. Did you know that?
I did. No?
Mm-hmm. She didn't. She covered it.
No, she wrote that song for the movie 9-5 featuring Dolly Parton.
I'm thinking of a different song.
Correct. Maybe Jolene, maybe?
No. She wrote Jolene in like 5 minutes.
I'm not going to act like I know a single Dolly Parton song beyond Jolene.
Working 9-5.
I would have never known the name of that song.
Now, does anybody else remember the movie Rock-A-Doodle-Doo?
No.
Where that song is in it?
Folks. We're ending the podcast.
Have I talked about this on the podcast? I feel like this is something I would have brought up.
Rock-A-Doodle-Doo.
There's a movie called Rock-A-Doodle-Doo.
Is it animated?
Yeah.
Is it by the same creators of Chicken Run?
No, it's not Claymation.
Okay, is it by the same animators as child hit movie Kung Fu Panda?
No, it's not 3D animation.
It's a cartoon?
It's 2D, yeah. It might be CD.
What? CD?
CD's nuts. You fucking idiot. Erica, go on with the last story. God.
Oh, you want one more story? Do we Please. Have time?
Please. We have nothing but.
Oh, I wasn't prepared. Just kidding. I have another one.
I don't know why you do this to me, Josh. That's fucked up. In front of our dozens of listeners.
I have another new subreddit.
Whoop. Whoop.
r/ I am a total piece of shit.
Also directed at Christian.
Yeah. So this is another Facebook screen grab or a screenshot.
Okay.
And it says, settle a debate. I'm a good sleeper who enjoys going back to sleep. Okay. Do you got that? I enjoy going back to sleep.
I saw this on Twitter. This is awful. I hate this. I saw this today.
Mrs. F, so the wife, is an insomniac.
Mm-hmm.
I
saw this too. What the fuck?
Okay, then I guess I just won't fucking
read
it.
No, read it. None of the other people in this room have heard it.
There's no one else in the room.
Thousands and hundreds and millions of listeners on the other side of this camera.
Okay. Mrs. F is an insomniac. I like to set my alarms to go off every hour on the hour from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., then every 15 minutes till I get up at 6. Mrs. F says this is unfair.
2, 3, 4, 5, 5:15, 5:30, 5:45, 6. His snooze button is like pummeled to a fucking.
Why didn't you use your pinky?
What's up? I don't know. But this dude's like, you know, like you get like his fucking part where his snooze button is just worn thin down to the fucking chip.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I am really
How
mad.
Did she marry this man without knowing this fact about him?
How does she put up with it?
Yeah, how do you deal with it?
If you're an insomniac, I mean, you're probably up when the fucking alarm still goes off for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What time does he go to bed?
I don't know.
When was the first alarm? 2?
2 in the morning.
1:45?
He likes going back too deep to sleep.
Look, everybody loves hitting the snooze in the morning, but it's because you do it only once or twice.
I hate snoozing, guys. This is a controversial take, but I'm a one alarm guy.
Wow.
It goes off for like 0.5 seconds and he immediately gets out of bed.
Wow. Mine goes off for about 5 minutes and then I snooze it. And then I snooze it again. Then I'm 5 minutes late for work every day. So
she has about as many alarms as this guy, but they're all set within like 11 minutes apart. Just long enough to where a snooze wouldn't be long enough, you know?
No. I have one for 6:15. Half an hour later for 6:45. And then again at 7, because like, you got to get up.
Yeah. Of course. Classic.
Yeah, that's all. That's what I got. You want another one?
This dude is a complete fucking psychopath. I am so mad.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
That's how you get a wife to murder you.
Correct.
Yeah. And it is. It's going to be one night. He's going to be waking up to the alarm, and it's just going to be her with her fucking pillow over his face. And I'm just like, what? Oh, I guess I like falling back to sleep. This is okay with me. And then he never wakes up again.
This takes a long dirt nap.
That's what he deserves at this point. He fucking deserves it.
Nobody deserves to die.
This dude does. No one else but this dude.
But then he doesn't get to wake up ever again.
Good. That's his punishment.
But that's what he doesn't like. He likes going back to sleep.
Right.
I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah.
This really triggered
me. Well, are you guys heavy sleepers? I feel like I could get used to this because probably, I don't know. Like, Aurora's a fucking deep sleeper.
She is.
So, honestly, it might be possible if I were to pull some fucking shenanigans like this.
But don't.
No.
Don't do
I'll
that.
I'll wait till we're married so she's trapped.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't think, I'm not a very deep sleeper, but I fall asleep instantly.
Instantly? That drives me insane. I'll be trying to have a conversation.
The trick is you just have nothing in your brain. You keep it blank. I got nothing up here, boys.
It's always the best when Christian falls asleep with his hand like this.
I do that a lot.
Yeah. It takes me forever to fall asleep. And then once I know he's sleeping, I'm just like, God damn it. Now the pressure's on.
I think you've gotten in my head. You've gotten into my head about that, because now if you ever fall asleep before me, I can't fall asleep. Because I'm just like, I can hear her sleep breathing, where it's like slightly different than normal breathing. It's like, she should fucking be up right now. I should be asleep.
It is the worst when you fall asleep second, because then you're like afraid to move the wrong way and fuck him up. Which clearly this fucker doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no. I think the solution to their marriage is a fucking Mr. F. Don't fucking do that. But then if that's not an option, you need to sleep in separate rooms.
Either separate rooms. Maybe think of...
divorce.
I don't know how dangerous this is, but sleeping with like earbuds in, so the alarm is only in your earbuds versus playing over your phone.
That would make sense, which is probably why he isn't doing it.
But I could see, like, ear doctor and ENT being like, no, that's how you fucking destroy your ear.
You're yeah.
Like, no, it's like, you go as deep as you need to with a Q-tip. You go until it feels kind of bad.
Oh, what's that? That's the end of the podcast, guys. Let's get out of here.
Oh my God, that Christian, was such a great transition, Josh.
Erica, where can they go to find us on social media?
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
TikTok,
Etsy.
And what's the handle, Leonard Christian? Box. Christian, you haven't spelled in a while. Well, I guess he spelled this episode.
I mean, I did it earlier. If you want to find us, you can go to Judgy's Pod. That's Judgis Pod.
On all those platforms. Except for Etsy. It's the Judgy's Pod, which, who did that?
Yeah, I really dropped the ball on that one. I don't know who put me in charge of that.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to buy a hat, because you love the judges.
The judges love you.
Bye. That hat.